This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number here at the station, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air. 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Love to get your question for CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas of Klaus Financial. Love to get you on the air. Don't forget you can learn more about Klaus Financial on their website, klausfinancial.com. That's KLAASfinancial.com, and their telephone number 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get to know you conversation. That first initial get to know you appointment at Klaus Financial, it is complimentary. And again, their number 442-5637, and that website klausfinancial.com. That's Klaus, KLAASfinancial.com. CJ, Malia, how you guys doing today?
Good morning, Sean. Doing great. How have you been?
Doing really, really well. Malia, how are you?
Very good. I'm just glad I work indoors, and I really appreciate those people who work outdoors for us on the roads and everything.
Yes,
this is brutal. This is really brutal.
It is brutal, and we actually are going to be talking about considering downsizing homes, and I think on a day like today, people might think, what about like a cabana in Florida or something? That's about as downsizing as you can get, but we'll do that. We'll get to that conversation this morning. A lot of great stuff ahead on the program. Mentioned, of course, we'll be talking about downsizing if that's something to consider when it comes to retirement planning. We'll also do our Klaus Quiz question of the week. You guys have another fantastic prize for folks, a $25 gift card to Cabela's. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later in the program. Just a little tip. Typically, both the question and answer to the Klaus Quiz question week comes up during the show. So it's kind of like an opportunity to give yourself a little leg up. So pay particularly close attention. Great conversation ahead. And by the way, before we get rolling on this week's conversation, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz question week. Not just get the question, but get the answer as well.
Yeah, so last week we talked about women actually listening and being part of the conversation. And interestingly enough, our winner was male last week. Richard of Verona called in, so congratulations to him. The question was, by 2030, it is estimated that women in the United States will control nearly $30 trillion of household assets. Was that true or false? And again, Richard answered it correctly. The answer was true. So thanks for listening and listen for today's question.
And we have, as mentioned, a fantastic conversation ahead. You definitely want to pay close attention, as always. And if you missed last week's show or part of today's show or any of the programs you want to get caught up, you can always go to klausfinancial.com. That's KLAASfinancial.com. They've got links to all the podcasts right there on the website. So as we're thinking towards retirement, getting close, or maybe we're already in retirement, start to wonder, is it a good plan? Is it a good idea to downsize on our homes?
Yeah, you know, my wife and I were talking about this just recently. Speaking of, you know, working outside and having homes that you eventually want to downsize in, our home has some old windows, and I feel a draft every time I go by these beautiful bay windows that are not super energy efficient. And so trust me, this is even top of mind for me. How much longer will we be in a larger home with our children? But yes, many of our listeners may or may not be actually thinking about downsizing right now when they retire, but probably within a few years of retirement, this is something you should consider. Generally, retirees have lived in their current homes for 25 to 40 years at different times, and the thought of relocating or downsizing either scares them or it exhausts them mentally. And then, of course, when they do the mental assessment of how much stuff they have in their homes, they get even more exhausted. But should you consider selling your house and moving to a warmer climate, or perhaps even downsize to a condo for a few years and then eventually move into like an active retirement community? These are all things that our clients often will consider. The fact is that people tend to get attached to their homes, but you do need to begin to look objectively at your situation. Also, a great question to be asking yourself is, how many moves do you have left in you? And I know that sounds silly, but my wife and I moved 7 years ago now into our current home, and it was brutal. And listen, we were young when we did it. And so anybody who's moved a few times, especially when you're moving homes, it is a big task. It takes a lot out of you. And so as you're getting towards retirement, you have to think to yourself, how many more moves do I have in me? So for some, the right move might be from the home to the progressive retirement community. For somebody else, it might be from the home to a condo to independent living to eventually a nursing, right? But a question we all have to ask ourselves is, how many of those moves do I want to go through? and what's ideal for me. So here's some considerations. Obviously, everyone and perhaps even your children has their own ideas about where a perfect place for you to retire would be, but ultimately, you need to do your own due diligence. Many of our clients, many people we see will move to a different part of the country just to be near their grandchildren so that they can easily go to a little league game or, you know, pop by the house to see their grandkids. Others might move in between grandchildren or in between their children with grandchildren so that they can easily hop on a flight and, you know, go either east or west to be near those grandkids. Another consideration outside of, you know, family would be taxation. So looking at the future taxation for your retirement accounts and pensions is important. And remember that some states are more favorable with taxation than other states. And this is a big deal depending upon the type of income that you generate, how that particular state that you're going to move to treats the state income tax. So speaking of state income tax, there are currently 9 U.S. states with no state income tax. Those states are Alaska, Florida, Nevada, New Hampshire, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Washington, and Wyoming. Again, they have no state income tax. But remember, these states probably try to make it up in some way, shape, or form in higher taxes. And typically, if they have no state income tax, then sales taxes might be higher, or real estate or property taxes might be higher. But don't make the error that some people make, which is, well, they're going to get it from somewhere, so it's all the same anyways. Simply not true. It depends on the like where you are in life, if you're earning income or generating income from a pension, and what services matter to you. But we have seen our clients, as a simple example, say, be in retirement, retire from Wisconsin. I'm sorry, everybody, I love Wisconsin, but retire from Wisconsin in the cold weather down to Florida. And with the exact same money and standard of living, they might have an extra $3,000 in their checking account at the end of the year. So it can be real money in your pocket, even though these states have to try to make up for it in other ways. So in a recent Insure.com survey, respondents listed what was the most important factor to them when moving to a new area or a new state. And the answer, the number one answer, was cost of living. So 44% of respondents said cost of living is the most important thing to me. Next after that was crime. So I should say low crime. Cost of insurance was another one. State income taxes, a welcoming community, you know, so on and so forth. But that cost of living was the number one factor. So of course, the question is what makes up cost of living? It's things like groceries and home insurance, auto insurance, healthcare, transportation, things like that. And what's an interesting factor is when you look at just cost of living, there's certain states that are the highest. So highest cost of living would be Hawaii, District of Columbia, New York, and California. And then the lowest would be Mississippi, Arkansas, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Tennessee have the lowest cost of living. But in summary, moving to a place where the cost of living is better for you in retirement can give a boost to that nest egg or a boost to your net income so that you can spend dollars on more things you want to instead of things you have to.
Really good stuff. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. You can learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. I mentioned earlier, if you want to get caught up on recent podcasts, you can always go to klossfinancial.com. Just click on that resources tab. Also in that drop down, not only is there a link to the podcast, but also a place to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, a fantastic weekly snapshot of what's been going on in the markets, as well as a link to the most recent podcast. Again, that up at klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Love to hear from you this morning. If you've got a question for CJ and Malia, our telephone number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. The website I mentioned for Kloss Financial, klossfinancial.com, and their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. We'll continue our conversation with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Telephone number here at the station. Get on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus of Klaus Financial. Don't forget a great website to learn more about Klaus Financial. It is klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. Again, that's 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. It's not going to cost you a thing. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Or to get on the air, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Talking about, where do you want to live? Do you want to downsize? Do you maybe look at places more with more advantageous tax situations? And how do you weigh those things as well? Really good information so far in the program. And I'm going to guess, as we're thinking about today, as we kind of started our conversation off on the show, and I know, Malia, you and I talked a bit before we came on the air today, a little bit about the weather. And, of course, we start thinking about the weather. Should it be a consideration? And where are we seeing retirees migrating to?
Yeah, good question. I mean, we watch these birds migrating every day. We're like, why did all of these geese still stay here and didn't go south? Yeah. So it really is a question that comes up, especially for those of us in the Midwest who obviously are going through this polar vortex as we speak. So perhaps we really loved the seasons in our working years, but as we look forward to being more active in retirement, weather really does perhaps help us select our next locale for where we're going to move to. We have clients because of health conditions that actually has been dictated for them. Moving towards warmer or drier areas like Arizona might help their arthritis or their asthma. Other considerations because of the weather might be, you know, potentially slipping on ice. And that's a real concern. We might have, you know, slipped on ice when we were younger, but as we get older, a slip on ice could really, you know, hurt us for a much longer period of time. So those are real concerns and good reasons to think about perhaps a warmer climate. Recreational activities that you enjoy should be considered. And again, you know, we look forward to our summer days here in the Midwest because they're gorgeous. We can get out and do those things we enjoy. But in retirement, we're going to have more time to enjoy those activities. So perhaps being able to do them, you know, more than just 3 months out of the year might be something appealing to us. So we do find many of our retirees looking at those three season climates, such as Tennessee, Texas, or Carolinas. We tend to see a lot of people moving those directions because they still enjoy the change of seasons, but they want to have more activity outdoors. And finally, being a snowbird. Now, what's funny about this is a lot of people end up being just that. They consider keeping their own home, but maybe renting in a more climate-friendly location during the winters. So we've actually had some clients in Illinois who consider themselves snowbirds. And so we ask, well, so where do you go? And they go, no, I snowbird to Illinois. And we're like, where are you from? And they're like, Minnesota. Like, okay, I don't know. And the snowbird word doesn't really translate for me in that regard. But so it's interesting to look at where people are moving to. And so obviously one factor causing the move of so many people last year was the pandemic. Plus, on top of that, you had nearly 20 million people retiring last year. So if we look at migration and mobility data provided by the Census Survey, nearly 400,000 Americans moved to a different area for retirement last year. And interesting, Virginia welcomed the highest number of new retirees, about 15.1%. And the most popular state right behind that was Florida, 13.5%, followed by Wyoming, Pennsylvania, and Idaho. I've got clients in Idaho that the prices have greatly inflated, so maybe not a place to move to, but the Californians are starting to move there fast and furiously. So, and again, we don't really care where everyone else is moving. This is just informational data to let you know people do make decisions and move elsewhere.
And I know the Boise, Idaho area, I have a bunch of friends that young professionals that moved to that area. It's amazing. I think a lot of us think potatoes in Idaho,
yeah.
Excuse me, and people
it has changed.
Yeah, that is for sure. Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus, our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. They'd love to help you. They'd love to answer your question this morning. Love to get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, you can learn more about Klaus Financial online. The website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-S FAASfinancial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. As we're talking, too, about maybe changing locales as far as where we're going to be living, let's talk about downsizing. Do we see retirees actually downsizing, or is that more of a great intention, but maybe not as active as we think?
Yeah, that's a great question. So according to data from TD Ameritrade back in 2018, 42% of Americans plan to downsize in retirement. And we really do see that happen more often than not, which obviously, as CJ mentioned, it allows your money to last longer if you do look at downsizing. So savings is obviously the most common reason. And really, the general rule is if you should spend no more than 30% of your income on housing. And so once you go on a fixed income, downsizing can obviously be a great way to reduce that. Again, the cost of living, looking at healthcare, housing will be your single greatest monthly expense. So you really want to take a look at that. Obviously, it costs less money to heat and cool a smaller place. So getting a smaller place for utilities as far as fixed expenses may make sense. And just overall maintenance of a smaller location could be important, especially when you're looking at property taxes and so forth. So we're going to have CJ outline some things to really consider, really listen to these ideas of what do you think you really need or want. The difference between needs and wants is, you know, quite a large degree of, you know, really considerations. And listen carefully to see where you're at in this next segment.
And we'll break down those decisions and those considerations. We'll do that next. In the meantime, love to hear from you at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with Malia and CJ from Kloss Financial. In the meantime, I want you to check out the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can also pick up the phone, give them a call, Kloss Financial. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. Talking about, as we're approaching retirement or maybe in retirement, some considerations to make when it comes to downsizing. And I watch a lot of these small home shows on the cable TV, and I often think, boy, a lot of that stuff looks really, really cool. And then I think maybe they should do a follow-up show, like come back to them in like a year or two and see how they're handling things. And I think it's an important consideration. Is I think sometimes we think, oh, that'll be perfect, it'll be great. You really want to plan this out. So let's talk about kind of the process we should go through when it comes to that decision-making process on changing our homes. And of course, what can we do to make sure that we're making the right decision?
Yeah, like you, Sean, I watch those shows and I'm like, gosh, that's so amazing not to be, you know, feel almost imprisoned to your possessions, just to have that freedom to maybe either travel around in like a mobile home or to just have a tiny house. But it is a process. It's something you've really got to do some soul searching on. And so some things to consider and alternatives to look at if you're going to consider moving as you head into retirement. So, you know, do you want to move into a smaller home or condo as you age? If you do that, you're going to want to watch out for the HOA costs, so the association dues, because we see people moving into condos going, look, it's so much smaller and so much cheaper, and then you add the HOA dues and suddenly it doesn't feel that way. Do you want to share living space or move in with a relative? Do you want to rent an apartment? That's another thing we've talked a lot about on this show. Some people say, oh, I don't want to rent, I'm throwing away money. But listen, in homes, you have property taxes and maintenance and upkeep, and you have to repaint the house and put on a new roof. You're probably not wasting much more by renting. So we think renting is an option for certain people. Consider a retirement community. So one of those kind of independent, progressive senior living communities. Or ultimately, at the end of the day, you may evaluate these things and decide, I don't want to move at all, which is absolutely fine. But you're going to want to assess your current situation and begin to explore your future needs. And here's some of those questions that Malia was referencing before that you're going to want to keep in mind and really evaluate. How many bedrooms do you have now? So think if you had a, you know, a couple of kids, two, three kids, and then how many bedrooms do you need today? So often we see, you know, as our clients age, they've got a 5-6 bedroom house and they're just never using it. I'll be frank, we have this even inside of my own family where there's some extended family members that have big homes with a lot of bathrooms and bedrooms. And they say, well, if all the grandkids come home at the same time, then I'll use it. And it's never happened, right? So you're just paying for extra space for the what if, and it just never occurs because your kids and grandkids are busy with their own lives. They don't often come back and just all congregate in the house. Now, we're not saying you can't do that. We're just saying it's going to be a cost. Other things would be, how many floors do I have, right? So a 3-story house might not be ideal as you age and you don't want to have the fear of falling. Do I have a basement? And if so, do I need one? Do I store a lot of stuff in my basement? If you're like me, maybe you do. And as you age, you don't want to have a bunch of stuff in your basement that eventually your kids are going to have to empty out. Do I have a 3-car garage? And if I do, do I still need a 3-car garage? Goodness gracious, most of us as we age, you're going to probably only have 1 car, not 3. Do I have a big yard that takes a day or two to mow? I've talked about this on the show right now. I have a big lot with a lot of land, which I love for my kids. But my gosh, as I get older, I'm not going to want to handle that. Do I have a pet? Well, I need a place for that pet in the future. And then here's some of the more subtle aspects. What about the network of professional services that are going to be likely available to you both now and in the future? Often we'll hear people say, I have a doctor that I love, but then they say, and you know, simultaneously, but I'm going to go move to Wyoming and live in a rural community. And we go, whoa, you might want to evaluate how tied you are to your network of professionals. Do you want to be near your doctor? What about your hairdresser? Or here's an important one, your financial advisor. Although, by the way, between you and me, I think that should not be a reason that you stay in a community. Zoom has made the world quite flat, for what it's worth. But as it relates to, you know, some of these services or network of even shopping, I love going into town. You might want to evaluate those things as you think about where you're going to retire to. Because these are the small things, Malia will attest, that we find people kind of reflecting on and saying, you know, I wish I had been more sensitive to where I was retiring to and not just focus on the money. Listen, we're really good at math. If you want to know the money side of it, we can do a calculation to show you a state-by-state differential in your kind of take-home pay. But my comment to you would be, that's probably not going to be what makes you happy, right? It's like, yes, I have an extra $3,000 in my bank account at the end of the year and I never see my family, right? It's like, that's probably not going to be the thing. Or I never can go shopping, or I never have healthcare services. You're going to want to evaluate this more holistically than just the money side. And finally, as I mentioned, am I close to family and transportation? So we would really encourage you slow down, kind of look at all the different considerations before you make a final retirement move.
Really good advice, really good guidance. As always, he is CJ Kloss. She is Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on the website. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, which is a fantastic thing. Again, that website, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number now because it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Cabela's. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. In a recent survey by Insure.com, respondents listed what most important to them when moving to a new area. What considerations ranked number one? Was it cost of living or was it weather? Telephone number 442-5637. First call with correct answer, win that $25 gift card to Cabela's. Again, it's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. Telephone number 442-5637. CJ, Malia, always great talking with you guys. Have a fantastic day.
Thanks.
Thanks.
John.
Take care, guys. Dr. Hempkiss comes your way next, right here at 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.